two games in, how are you feeling about the way you play and the way you're progressing?
I'm feeling confident. We had a good week of practice this week, and I feel like, you know, coach stresses fundamentals and, you know, technique. So if I keep working hard and keep practicing hard, it should be good. Every game is improving.
It seems like they have a lot of confidence in you. Do they express that to you often?
Like any coach, I don't think they'll do that too much. But, you know, at the same time, it's just, you know, I feel like if I keep working and I'm still at my position, I should be good and just keep doing what the coach is asking me, learning and listening to instruction, to taking constructive criticism, and just keep working hard. I should be good.
Did you think when you signed here that you'd be able to make an impact this quickly?
Nah. It's just something that came up, but, you know, I always expected to be in the position just to help my team. So right now, it came faster than I thought, but at the same time, I'm pretty prepared to step in and do what I need to do to help my team.
While walking to class, are you thinking about George Selvey?
Well, walking to class, I got to think about class. It's mostly football all day when I'm not in class, so I try to get myself prepared so I can have a good day at school.
Okay, not in class. You're thinking about him quite a bit right now?
Not really, because I feel like my coach stresses fundamentals and technique. So if I think about my technique and fundamentals, I should be able to take on anybody. So I just think it's me getting myself mentally prepared to do my job.
What do you think about him as a player, though? I mean, he obviously is All-American last year. I mean, it's going to be your first real test, I guess.
To tell you the truth, I've always been the type of guy to not worry about my opponent, not really study up on him, so that won't become a factor in me making myself better or me making myself prepared. So on him, I've heard things from other teammates and, you know, just the common things that you'll hear. But other than just studying him and specifically saying this is my opponent and this is what I'm going to go against, I just study myself and, you know, try to do the best I can do and make myself better.
See, there hasn't really been any extra film work as far as just watching him specifically.
We watch film as a team, as an offensive unit. We got three veteran players, you know, Cantrell, Adrian Mays, and Chet Harley. So anytime they're in watching film, anytime I can get in and watch film with my position coach, Coach Reagan, I just try to watch film, and whatever they instruct me on, I feel like that's the best thing for me because they know better than I do. They've been in the situation. They played against the best, and, you know, so I feel like whatever they want to do, whatever they think I should do, I'm going to do with them and have support in them.
What was your recruitment like? How did you settle on Kansas, and who recruited you?
It was kind of weird, but at the same time, it was Coach Warner. Coach Warner, he was recruiting me when he was at Illinois, and somehow he was talking to me. He came and visited me one time and at school, talked to me, and got me interested in Illinois. And then for like maybe about a month, I didn't hear from him. And then I had took visits to other colleges and whatnot. Then all of a sudden, Coach Warner had called me, said he apologized, and, you know, whatnot, that he didn't get in touch with me and whatnot. He said that he was going through the process of coming to Kansas. So, you know, I talked to my family, and he said he wanted me to come here, and if the opportunity awaits, and they're trying to offer me a scholarship here. So came to a visit. I liked what I seen, talked to my family, discussed it, and ended up being here now.
So the first time you met Coach Warner, he was wearing Illinois colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Well, so what other schools did you narrow it down to?
Akron. Akron was going to be my next choice if I didn't come to KU. Just because it was pretty close to home, and at the same time, they wanted me, and I felt like it was a good program at the time, and it still is a good program. I know they're going to do good things this season, so I just happened to come here, so it's a blessing for me in disguise. You know, God led me here and led me to a great situation, you know, that I'm coming upon tomorrow or Friday, whatnot. But I think God let me come to a wonderful place and outside of football, it's a wonderful place, wonderful people, good coaches that care for you outside of football. So it's been a good thing, a good part of the program, a good place for me to be.
What was it about Ed Warner that kind of sold you on believing in him and believing in
him? He's real, if that makes sense. Like, he didn't try to sell me no bull. He didn't try to say, well, if you come here, it's going to be easy. We're going to throw you in. Or if you come here, we're going to do this for you. We're going to tell you that you can do this and how good you can be. He didn't say any of that. He said, if you come here, you got to work. We're going to run you. It's going to be good days. It's going to be bad days. It's going to be days where you don't feel like you can make it. But if you work hard, the sky's the limit. So he was straightforward with me, honest, told me what it's going to be like. And that's what I like, because most people in the recruiting that I've heard of and what I found out, because, you know, it was new to me, that's most coaches probably won't be real, or if they don't tell you what's the inside and what's the outside. So he told me straight up how it would be. So I felt that, you know, he's a good person. I can trust in him if he's going to tell me before he even had a chance to, you know, recruit me for KU.
Was he telling the truth about it being tough?
Yeah. He didn't tell it all, but he told me it was going to be tough, and I expected it to be tough, but it's a lot harder, but it's mostly all mental. I'm learning that it's all mental. The physical part does play a big factor, but to overcome that physical part, you gotta be mentally tough. And here they try to teach you to be mentally tough through everything. Things that you wouldn't think that has anything to do with football. Nothing. They can have you dig a hole. Not saying they do that, but they can have you dig a hole. But in some way, that's gonna make you mentally tough to be a better football player.
Like, what's an example of something like that they've used to,
Just conditioning, just constant conditioning. Waking up early in the morning every day. That's one thing you gotta fight when you're coming off a hard day one day and then having to wake right back up the next morning and do it. So it's simple things like that, but it does play a big part on an athlete when you're doing it every day constantly and going through that much physical and mental stress.
You think you're mentally tougher now than when you got here?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I learned a lot from Anthony Collins, and he taught me just to have pride, take pride in myself, take pride in my team, and keep working hard. And he told me just to be tough. Don't let nobody try to stop you from doing what you're capable of or what you want to do. And I just feel like, you know, listen to the other leaders on my team, Todd Reesing, Joe Mortensen, Mike Revere, even though they're defensive, they taught me a lot being on scout team last year just to keep working, because one day it will be my chance, it will be an opportunity for me. So I feel like I'm a lot more mentally tough, and I got a long ways to go. But right now, I know I'm better than I was when I came here.
Have you talked to him recently or texted with him?
Oh, yeah, actually I talked to him before our last game. And he just encouraged me. Told him that his second game, and you know how things went the first game. He just told me to watch film, study what I need to do, work on what I messed up, and just go out hard and play hard every play.